This is Dakota Country Radio, covering your world near and far, on air and online at newsdakota.com. Fast, first, late breaking.
It is 9:43 this morning on Dakota Country Radio, currently 56 degrees. Tomorrow, I will air that interview with Clay Birmingham, the head coach of Wisconsin Stout. Not really sure exactly when we will get that to you, but hopefully during the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. But right now, joining me on the phone is the head football coach at the University of Jamestown, Sean Frank. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you? I'm
doing great as well, and always excited when we get to be at home for the weekend.
Always a good thing. You don't have to worry about logistics with travel and so on. And, you know, our kids, obviously, our players have an opportunity to stay in their own bed, so to speak. And, you know, we're used to the comfort and in the surroundings. So, yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, it's going to be a great day for football the way it sounds. Bright blue skies, temperature's not as warm. So that'll be a great thing. And, you know, another opportunity to play in front of our home fans. And that's always exciting. Our players are certainly looking forward to that. And we as a staff are looking forward to the same opportunities that we'll have Saturday. So it's going to be a good day.
Of course, you guys have been putting in work this week in practice. How has the practice been going? Do you feel like you guys are getting geared up for Saturday?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, I mean, a daunting task here. I want to know who the knucklehead, mainly myself, who decided to put this schedule together. You know, it's something that we knew was going to be a challenge, and certainly our players. We've had a great week. We've talked about this week, perfect with our, seek greatness, seek perfection in everything that we do in our approach as we go along. We've had an exciting week. Our players have had great energy, which is certainly a great thing. To this point, we've got one more day left here, obviously, this afternoon. To this point, we've practiced with great emotion and we've been on edge, and that's a good thing.
Well, you talk about the schedule. I mean, it is a pretty grueling early season schedule. You guys have played three very good football teams. You'll play a fourth really good football team this weekend. But I know, knowing you like I do, I know that you enjoy this. It may not show it in the wins and losses, but this is where you want your program to get to, where you're beating these teams on a consistent basis.
Well, as we look at it, I mean, we've had opportunities, the first three games, opportunities to take advantage of some things and keep us in football games and so on, and we haven't capitalized on those opportunities, whether it be in the special teams phase, defensively or offensively, we've got to understand that obviously our margin for error against a quality football opponent isn't is pretty minute, and that is one of the things that we've talked about to our young men about keep believing. Continue to play hard, and when we kick the door in, it's going to be an exciting thing. But ultimately, like I said, it goes. I go back to we need to capitalize on some of the things that we've had the opportunity, we haven't been able to do that. And whether it be finishing a drive, whether it be defensively getting out on the field after creating some field position for our offense. And now last week, the one thing that, special teams-wise, I thought we did a fantastic job. It was our most complete game special teams-wise. We did a good job in every facet of that. And we flashed, offensively. We had moments. We had a few drops that were drive killers. And defensively, the one thing, they started two drives inside the five-yard line, and we've got to respond better to stimuli that way, too. It's one of those things where we seize upon those opportunities, capitalize on those moments where we need to make a play or swing momentum, and we're going to start reaping the rewards of this whole thing. But we're all competitive by nature. That's that's what defines us ultimately as football players, and we're going to continue to press on. We're going to continue to coach the heck out of these guys and keep believing in what we're doing. And our players certainly know that, and they understand that, and they're believing, and they're still loving each other. And it's one of those things where, we got to keep playing hard, and we're going to beat that door in. And when we do, it's going to be a great thing.
You guys are the opponent this weekend, University of Wisconsin Stout. They play in one of the best Division III conferences in the country, a big and physical conference. Then they're going to bring that physicality to Raleigh this weekend. How do you guys how do you guys expect to match up physically with them?
Well, I mean, it's not. It is the best Division III football conference in the country. Let me correct you there. You know, they've changed their spots a little bit offensively. They're not as fullback tight end orientated. It appears with the new offense coordinator, they want to get into a little more 11 personnel and you know, try to do some things schematically. They're still physical. They're still a big football team, but they're not as big as they have been in the past. Reality is reality. You know, I mean, when we go into it, you know, more times than not, teams are going to be bigger than we are. But that's, you know, that I mean, it is what it is. You know, we've got to find a way to get into the ebb and flow in what we want to do. And once again, we need to focus on our attention to detail and keep the focus on us and our preparation. They're well coached. There's no question in all three phases. And you know, defensively, they'll bring some different looks and do some different things to try to create an extra guy in the box and get you in second longs and third and longs. And offensively, they're gonna, you know, they've got some good players on the perimeter and so on. And it's gonna be one of those things. Obviously, we're gonna have to play a complete football game in all three phases, just like we do every week. Like I said, they've changed a little bit offensively. Defensively, it's the same animal. And then the special teams now. We think that we play well, as well as we did last week, that we think that we can create some field position advantages in our special teams.
We're talking with the head football coach of the University of Jamestown, Sean Frank, about his team's upcoming game with the University of Wisconsin Stout this Saturday at Raleigh-Greenough Field. Coach, this series goes back about 5 or 6 years now, and there's been some really close games. Last year's score didn't quite indicate it, but there's been some games where a couple plays in the fourth quarter have really swung momentum, and you guys seem to be well matched over the course of this series.
Well, you know, I mean, we've had some real close football games with them, and we respect them. They do things the right way. Coach Birmingham and his staff, you know, their kids play hard, and you know, they play the game in the way that we desire to play. You know, physical, mistake free, and so on. And yeah, it's you look back, since in the last 5-6 years since this game has been taking place, that there's been a lot of ebb and flow and a lot of games that that could have gone either way. And ultimately, they've made a play or two more than we have. But obviously they're comfortable in their own skin, and we are as well. And you know, it's one of those things where we think that obviously after playing Wisconsin Stout, and I would think that they would say the same thing, that they got better during the course of the after the football game. You know, as they look at it, it's going to be a great opportunity for us and our program and our players, and playing against a team that's going to play hard and clean and so on. So, we just need to make sure that we take care of our details today and approach tomorrow and put the hay in the barn and go out and play as hard and as fast and as physical as we possibly can.
Shifting to your defense here for a minute, you guys have given up 104 points through three games. And again, knowing you like I do, I know that you don't think that's acceptable one bit.
That's not. We challenged our guys on Sunday that we've got to do a better job of responding to stimuli, and enough is enough. We've played enough snaps now where we need to capitalize on some of those things that we haven't done real well. I don't. This may sound insane when I say this, but we're close, and we've talked about that, and we pointed some things out that we need to do better, and we need to coach better, and that is one of the things that as we focus on this week. Now, like I said, as far as an emotional week, as far as the excitement and so on, it's been a great week in all three phases. We've done a good job, but no, it's not acceptable. Not by any stretch of the imagination. We've given offenses too many easy scores, at times that we need to do a better job of as a coaching staff to continue to make sure our players understand where they need to be and why they need to be there. The buck stops here. That's on me. There's no question about that. And we're going to strive to minimize some of those opportunities for sure.
One guy that has impressed me, true freshman Stephen David, really stepping up on that defensive line and playing some big snaps for you guys.
He is. You know, he's a young man that you know, he's not, he'll be the first to tell you he's not where he needs to be with his level of play, but we're, you know, he's made some plays for us, there's no question. And, you know, he needs to continue to understand that, you know, there's some things that technique-wise that he needs to continue to work on, and he's done that. He's taken coaching real well, as our whole, you know, every player on our team strives for that. You know, that's the one thing that our players that I've noticed do a tremendous job. They want to learn, they want to know why, and they want to take what we teach them with their, you know, with technique and so on, and they take it to heart. You know, they're as accountable as anybody, and they'll be the first to tell you the same.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll see you Saturday at Raleigh.
I appreciate everything. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. That's Sean Frank, the head football coach at the University of Jamestown. We're playing the University of Wisconsin Stout. That's the opponent this weekend. 1 o'clock start time from Raleigh Greeno Field, Taylor Stadium. Myself, Bud Edsold on the call. 12:30 pregame show right here on this radio station, beginning at 12:30 on Saturday.